bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Hey everyone, welcome to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stock. I have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And we're excited.
Hello.
Hey, we're excited to have you with us today. At Bible to Business, we believe in praying hard and working hard to keep you out of the NFL. That stands for No Friends Left. So we're going to be talking about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business. We want you to go to our Facebook page, which is ASA Network, or you can go to asanetwork.biz. We want you to post on there how we can help you, how we can pray for your business. So give us the name of your business and tell us something about your business, because we want to be able to pray for your businesses as we go throughout the show. We also want you to do love taps, and we're going to explain love taps to you a little bit later. But again, we want to be able to pray for your business, so let us know what those prayers are, and we definitely want to do that. So the best way for us to do that is for me to have Deborah come on the line. She's our prayer warrior all the way down from Phoenix, Arizona, so we can honor the Father. Deborah, go ahead.
Thank you. Father God, we just come into your holy presence. Father, you are an amazing God, and you love us so much. Father God, we are just in awe that, one, you call us your children, Father God. And Father God, even when we were separated from you by sin, Father God, you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. You defeated the enemy on our behalf, Father God, and we thank you for that. And we thank you that we have your Holy Spirit living within us. And Father God, guiding and leading us every day. We thank you for what you do. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your blessings, Lord God. We thank you how you pour your Spirit out of us on a continual basis. Father God, we have not because we ask not. And Father God, we come into your presence. You say come boldly into the throne of grace. So we come boldly, Father God, as your children, just agreeing with you in prayer, Father God, for what you have written on our hearts. And Father God, I just feel like today that we need to restore dreams and visions that have been stripped away from us. Because Father God, when you created us and you formed us, you had a purpose for us. And Father God, we are to live out that purpose. But the enemy has tried to come in and steal it away from us. And Father God, we speak today to the enemy and we say, we will not relinquish our dreams and visions. We will not let them go. We will hold on to them with every ounce of our being. Father God, I specifically lift up Christ the King World Radio for their mission to bring a bright light into a dark world. I specifically lift up World Media Ministries that is going out to other ministries and helping them to get that media content that they need to get the word out about the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, I lift up All Star Success Alliance and their Bible to Business enhancing businesses your way, Father God. God's way, and Father God, to impact others that are in their businesses and putting an anointing and a covering over them to help them to raise their businesses up. Father God, we just thank you that the dreams and visions you have put on Christ the King World Radio and the World Media Ministries and ASA will not be quenched. It will stand up, rise up, and have the strength and the power that you placed in it, Father God, because we know that you've called us for such a time as this. And I thank you, Father God, that there is a multiplication anointing upon these ministries and upon these businesses, Father God, because we're lifting you up. You said if you be lifted up, you will draw men unto you. And so, Father God, we're lifting them up, knowing that as we lift him up, we're lifting you up, because that's what you have called for. Father God, Joseph had a dream that he would not let go of, even though he went through some really tough times. He still remembered the dream that you had given him, and Father, that dream came to fruition. And Father God, we stand on that same purpose, that the vision and dreams that you've given for us will come to fruition, and it will not be lost. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God. We praise you, and we give you all the glory. And Father God, we lift our country up to you, Father God, because you have a dream and a vision for America. When you created it, when you formed it, Father God, and when you brought people here, Father God, to make that happen, and Father, we will not let it go. And we specifically lift up America, that it will be used for your glory. The resurrection power will be manifested throughout every aspect, through our President Barack Hussein Obama, through our Vice President Joe Biden, through our Supreme Court justices, Father God, through all of our political leaders, Father God, through the governors and their support people, Father God. We pray your glory will prevail over them, Father God, and for their spiritual awakening. And we specifically lift up Iowa's governor, Terry Branstad, and we lift up Kansas's governor, Sam Brownback, and we pray, Father God, for your spiritual awakening across the nation, that the spread of the gospel will be communicated in the full spectrum of American society, and that the people of all ages, races, backgrounds would be drawn to Christ Jesus and receive the fullness of life and the salvation that you've given us. Father God, we believe in the vision and dream you've given us for America, and we will not relinquish it, and we pray that your spirit just consume each and every one, and it will come to fruition. We ask this in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, sisters. It's a powerful prayer. You know, folks, continuing on with the prayer, we want to cover chapter 8 in the Circle Maker book, and this is a book by Mark Batterson. We've been going through this book because it helps us formalize how we should be praying for our business. I would venture to say that most of us have not been praying properly, especially based upon... yeah, go ahead.
That is so true, you know, Casper. I think we're praying well, you know, because we can kind of put a few words together. But really, unless we look at how we're praying, we really don't realize, you know, whether we're doing it the way that's going to give us the best blessing, so to speak, right, that we need to get from God, because we're partnering with him. Right. And literally, before we get into chapter 8 a little bit, we had talked about the first circle, which was dream big. Mm-hmm. We had to first start dreaming big. Right. And for everyone, you know, we have dreams that we know and visions God has put on our heart, and we want to get those dreams to happen. So the first thing was to get back to dreaming big. The other thing is, the second circle is praying hard. And sometimes we don't know how to pray hard or to pray through. And we need to do that, because if we pray through, then God will come through. But it's going to be God's will and God's way, and we need to understand that. So it doesn't matter how long it takes. We need to continue to pray to show God that we're serious and we believe in what we're praying. And we need to sometimes put protocol aside. We get so religious that we forget about what we're supposed to be doing. And we need to know that God needs to know that we are desperate, and we have these audacious prayers that have tenacity, and we will not let go and move on.
Right. No, for sure. You know, in chapter 8, it talks about persistence quota or quotient. And there's a lot to be said for persistence in our businesses, in prayer, you know, in a lot of things. You know, you don't fail until you quit. And when it comes to prayer, you know, you can never sometimes tell, as one chapter was talking about. So you need to continue with the prayer, even when you think that there's not enough time for God to move, because God doesn't operate on our time scale. So
that is correct.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
Absolutely. And we don't realize an extra 4 minutes can make a difference in whether something happens or not happen. You know, they did this study and they found out that they're the ones that had more success in this mathematical test that they did was because they persisted 4 minutes longer.
Wow.
and we don't realize how much of a difference. So the actual grade and score was higher because of that 4 minutes difference. So we give up just before the blessing happens, and we need to stop doing that.
Yeah. You know, the book even talks about that. So it's easy to give up on the dreams, or give up on the miracles, or give up on the promises. You know, we lose heart, we lose patience, we lose faith. And like a slow leak, it often happens without us even knowing it until our prayer life gets a flat.
Right. And, you know, sometimes we forget it's going to take some hard work. And we kind of want things to just happen. We're in an instant place, you know, where everything, microwaves and everything. And we forget that it takes some work. And I was surprised when it talked about 10,000 hours of practice is required to achieve the level of mastery associated with being a world-class expert in anything.
Wow.
And I was like, 10,000 hours? I mean, we need to be focused on putting the time in to learn whatever we're talking about. And he says, how different is prayer? You know, we want to be good at praying our big dreams and praying, you know, to make something happen. You know, what we're doing is getting our hearts ready for God to deliver the blessing.
Right.
Well, if we think that we have to, you know, get in there and stay in there for at least 10,000 hours, then my goodness, what a difference that would make for us.
You got it. You know, also it talks about in the book, you can give up or hang on, excuse me. You can let go or pray through. You can get frustrated with God or choose to live unoffended.
Right. Yes, that is true. You know, I think sometimes when I was reading that this time, it really kind of got to me because I started realizing because of some things that have happened in my life, some of it's a prayer, that I've taken that as a little bit of an offense. And we need to get rid of that offense in order to walk with God where He wants us to walk.
Yeah. You know, we need to be unoffended by a lot of things that go on. We just need to pray through, just keep praying and not be, you know, I hate to say not pay attention to, you know, what's going on around us, but we need to pray through as if it's going to happen.
Right. And trust God that He knows what's best for us. Right. And never put a period where God puts a comma. So we just put a comma and just keep on going no matter what the outcome is. Just keep pursuing with God, you know, and He will deliver, you know, in His timing and His way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about social media. A lot of times, you know, we started talking about that in an earlier show. We're going to continue on with the social media aspect and kind of give you some statistics of what's going on out there, how women view social media, how men view social media, and all the stuff in between. So you're listening to Bible to Business. I'm Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith on the line as well from Phoenix, Arizona. My lovely wife is in studio, and I'm sure she'll chime in from time to time. And you can find us at asanetwork.biz. Also, you can find us on Facebook by doing a search for ASA Network. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Really going right, looking for a ray of hope.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL. You know what, Sweetie and Deborah and everybody else listening audience, I bet you guys didn't know that there's a battle of the sexes going on right now on social media.
Really? What is it?
Well, It's interesting because most people would think that there's a lot of men online and on social media, but that's actually not the case. 71% of the people online on social media are women.
Really?
Yep, 71%.
Well, you know, that kind of makes sense because women are more communicators than men. We have a lot to say.
Yes, okay. All right, so you're chatting on online and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to interact with people as well. We like the interactions. Matter of fact, we get kind of messed up when we don't interact.
That's right.
Yeah, now this one was talking about just Facebook. So 72% of the people on Facebook are women.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. And almost 30% of women use Pinterest versus 5% men.
I can see that too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, 62% of men are, is the number for social media. But now here's some more interesting statistics. There are more people using social media in the U.S. than there are people in Japan.
Really?
Wow.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's a total of 129 million people using social media in the U.S. market.
Wow. I would have thought that that number would have been more equal because Japan is so very highly advanced technology-wise.
Right, right. But it's not even about technology because it's about the just sheer number of people.
Hmm.
Yeah. And then also, yeah. Now, not all social media is created equal because most people only spend about 3 minutes on Google Plus.
Okay, I've never been on Google at all.
There you go. That's that explains it right there. So once you get on there, I'm sure the numbers will go up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. People only spend about 8 minutes on MySpace.
I've never been on MySpace.
There you go. See, I used to use MySpace all the time, but it just got really funky, so it's it's not really used that much. Now, only on LinkedIn, people only spend about 17 minutes on LinkedIn.
Now, I do have a LinkedIn account, and I...
Hey, when's the last time you were on LinkedIn?
It may have been 2 weeks ago. I don't go on LinkedIn that much.
Okay, see, I'm on LinkedIn every day. Now, on Twitter...
Yeah, I haven't been there in a while.
yeah. Now, on Twitter... The average person spends 21 minutes on Twitter.
I've never been on Twitter.
Yeah, I still don't understand Twitter.
Okay.
I probably won't understand until it's gone. And then I'll say, hey, how about that Twitter thing? And they said, I'm sorry, sir, that Twitter's gone.
Gone. Oh, it's antiquated. Yeah. We don't do that anymore.
Oh, man, I was just getting ready to like that, too.
I wonder if that's not because that's one that people can wear when they're at an event or something, they can just put a little tweet in kind of thing, and it's quick and it's easy and it's fast.
Well, events love Twitter because every time I go to an event now, during the break, they talk about, okay, now pull out your cell phones and make sure you tweet this and tweet that. You know, they want everybody to hit Twitter while they're at the event and just,
never
tweet a few
Twitter.
Characters. Yeah,
I've never tweeted.
You never tweeted?
No.
I tweeted a little bit.
Okay.
I don't tweet right now.
Yeah, I tweet.
Yeah. Now, on Tumblr and Pinterest, that time starts to really climb now. So now at 89 minutes, the average person spends on Tumblr and Pinterest.
Now, I love Pinterest. I have a Pinterest account and a Pinterest business account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still learning Pinterest. Mm-hmm. I do like it, but I'm still trying to learn how to use it for business.
Yeah.
Now, Tumblr, I have never heard of.
Yeah. Tumblr's out there. Yeah. But see,
me either.
Do you tumble?
No, I don't tumble.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a tumbler. But see, the thing about Pinterest, and I get Pinterest, but I really think it's more for visual type businesses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have a traditional business that's bookkeeping, it's kind of hard to... put images about bookkeeping up on Pinterest to capture somebody's attention. But if you have a business like Cheryl has.
Yeah, see, my business is very visual. It's all visual, pretty much.
Pictures and, and stories.
Digital scrapbooking and all that. So, yes.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Now, check this out. Okay, we had 3 minutes, 8 minutes, 17 minutes, 21 minutes, 89 minutes. Guess how many minutes the average person spends on Facebook?
Oh, probably hours. Within the course of a day, mm-hmm. I'm going to say probably double what Pinterest is.
Okay, try four times as much. 405 minutes the average person spends on Facebook.
I can see that. Because Facebook, you have to watch Facebook, though, because it can, if you're running a business,
it'll suck
it's
time.
A time waster, man. Yeah. It will suck up.
Yeah, it will suck you dry of time. Yeah.
In fact, out of that 405 minutes, most of that's mine.
Most of that you. I mean, because you get on there and you're reading everybody's post and you're liking it and sharing it and commenting. Then you go and you're looking at everybody's pictures and I was like, oh my goodness. You look up, it's like, oh my God, I've done nothing all day but Facebook.
Right. You really almost have to set a timer of how long you're going to be on there so that you're using it for the right reasons and not being sucked in to just stuff that's being posted, because that's crazy, because you're connecting with friends, you're connecting with family, you're trying to do business stuff, that's a lot of stuff, and and it's constant posting.
You're right, Deborah. When I go on, I'll end up on a rabbit trail so quick, I have to really tell myself, okay, I am going to spend 30 minutes, because I'm actually going to Facebook to post something business-wise, to post something on my two pages, but then you look up and time is gone, so I have to put a timer and says, okay, that's it.
Yeah. Now, you two ladies might not tweet that much, but
I don't tweet.
40 million more women visit Twitter than men each month. That's more the entire state of California.
Wow.
Do you
tweet, Deborah?
I tweet.
Really? I've never tweeted.
I do. Now, the challenge is I also am hyperverbal. So it's hard to get the message down, so I have to keep clicking on it and kicking words out until I get it down so I can tweet it.
It's hard to get it down to 142 characters, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And they count everything per character.
I know. If it was like 200 characters, I think it'd be better.
Right.
Then I'd probably tweet more. Now on.
Yeah, because you almost take the meaning out by the time you can tweet it.
I know, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Now, women on Facebook participate in 62% of the sharing. So you know how you have the likes and add friends and all that stuff? Well, women are the king when it comes to liking stuff on Facebook. So they see a little cute kitten and they like it.
Yep.
They see,
like it.
A quote, an inspirational quote or saying, I do that.
Yeah. And they see a really cute picture of a guy, like it.
Oh, yes, we like that.
Yes.
Babies, animals, kittens, and really hot guys.
Yes. We like them all.
Like all that. And women tend to have 8% more friends than men on Facebook.
I can see that.
Yeah.
We're very friendly.
Yeah, you got to be careful, too, because a lot of guys want to be your friend, always liking the women, so.
I don't have that problem.
Right. For the wrong reasons. You have to be safe and be very careful, because guys will connect and they want to be friends, but then eventually they're going to be asking for money. And it's like, no. You do not do money with anybody on Facebook.
Yeah. Money or even something else. Now,
that's true.
Now, despite the fact that women like everything, 8 in 10 women say their Facebook friends annoy them.
Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
They're annoyed by their friends.
I can't say my Facebook friends annoy me, but those people who send me out invites to play games, I just ignore those, because that's the last thing I need to do is get addicted to playing games on Facebook. So I don't do the games.
And you can't turn it off. You can't turn it off. You can't. I mean, you can turn off that one game, but there's like 1,000 games.
Yeah, and so like almost every other day, someone is sending me an invitation to play some game.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a friend once that did that, invited me to games all the time, and I said to her, "Would you please not include me in any invites to any games? I don't play games. I don't have time for it." And she said, "Oh, I do it without thinking," and she can't stop herself.
Oh my goodness!
really?
She's addicted herself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's a Pinterest tip for you guys, because Tutorials, do-it-yourself, and recipe pins have 42% higher click-through rate than any other type.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, so if you have some tips on do-it-yourself stuff, so, you know, in your Heritage Maker business, come up with...
I have lots of tutorials I could pin,
there
post.
There you go.
Post for pinning on Pinterest.
Pin for post and post for pins.
That could be a tongue twister.
It sure could. Now, it's not all about arts and crafts, though. Pinterest drives more business referrals, traffic, than Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube combined.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Pinterest is on the move. Wow. So we don't really have time to go through all these and stuff. We got some more to go through. So we'll probably pick this up on another show and we'll finish out this, because this is stuff you need to know in order to really be successful at marketing your business, especially online. You need to be very savvy when it comes to social media. It's very, very important.
Yes. And govern your time well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Well, you listen to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. I am your host, Casper Stockham, and I have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, your co-host, and my lovely wife is in the studio, Cheryl. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the hosts or guests of the following program may or may not be those of the staff or management of CTK World Radio.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard to keep you out of the NFL, and that stands for No Friends Left. Speaking of no friends, we're going to go over to Facebook and see what's going on with those crazy people over on Facebook and what's trending in the world on Facebook.
All right.
We always like to look at what the world is looking at and thinking about. And then we like to see whether that's relevant, interesting, or really not relevant when it comes to the word and it comes to building your business. So let's start out. Nancy Snyderman, NBC journalist, apologizes for violating quarantine. She says she does not have symptoms of the virus. Isn't that good? She doesn't have symptoms, so that's cool.
She violated quarantine?
It seemed like she went somewhere where she wasn't supposed to go.
Because she wanted to get the story.
She wanted to get the story. She wasn't protected. But she said, no, it's fine. She doesn't have the virus, so.
So we're going to just take her word for it? Does anybody take her to the doctor and have her examined?
No, why would you do that? She said she doesn't have it.
Oh, we're supposed to take her word for it.
Yeah. Well, that's what they do at the airport.
Yeah,
well, and
right.
If this doesn't spread, then she won't have anything to report on.
Right.
Just saying.
Well, she may be the spreader here in a minute.
I'm telling you. You know, that's just, it's like, what purpose is that? That's, again, when you take news out of its place, you know, where it's, anyway, yeah.
Gotta get the story, Deborah. Gotta get the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know now our government and the airports have stepped up screening for,
oh, really?
Ebola.
Okay.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. They are on it.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, when you come from one of those countries,
uh-huh,
they ask you, do you have Ebola?
And if you say no.
You say, I'm not really sure. I got something. I think it's a frog caught in my throat. I got Ebola caught in my throat. I don't know what. No, Ebola? Absolutely not. I don't have Ebola. Why would I have that? No.
Even though I'm sweating profusely and my eyes are red and
blood.
My skin is clammy and I look a little dizzy.
Before. Yeah. Yeah.
I can barely stand. Other than that, I'm fine.
I feel safer already.
Okay, come on in. Right? Is that what they're doing?
That's what they're doing.
See? How did I guess that?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. That shouldn't even be. That shouldn't even be. We should have contained this long time ago. Right.
Well, they will take my word concerning Ebola.
Yeah.
But if I bring a little nail file.
Oh, no.
Then I'm on the terrorist watch list.
Terrorist watch list.
That's right. You just can't come in.
Deadly virus.
We don't stop them.
A deadly virus, yeah, you can bring that in. But a nail file, oh, don't bring that nail file in here. There's no telling what you can do with that nail file.
Right, yeah.
So next we have Ernest Angley.
It looks like it.
Yeah. Televangelist church accused of cult-like atmosphere that encouraged abortions and other stuff.
Really surprising? Somebody that, you know, wants to kill babies and stuff, we think there's maybe some cult attachment to that?
Now, is that relevant to the kingdom?
Yeah. I would say it would. I'd say it is.
I think so too.
It's a negative.
I think so too.
It brings a negative connotation to Christ.
Yeah. I get upset every time someone uses the word out of context and wrongly. You know, I mean, it just bothers me. Just like the moderate Muslims should be very upset and vocal and marching in the streets about ISIL, you know, beheading people.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not.
Right.
They're not.
Right.
And if it was happening to where Christians were beheading people, I'd be the first one saying that is wrong. It's it should not be happening. You know, I disagree. You know, I'd be protesting.
Right.
Arm in arm with the people that they were beheading.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we're supposed to treat them differently than the ISIL folks. Well, how we can tell the difference? Because they don't seem to be outraged by it.
They're not outraged. I'm sure there are
problems.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people who are outraged, but they're not being outspoken about their outrage.
Right.
So
right.
It's hard to tell, you know, whether they are supporting it or not.
Right. Yeah. And I have a problem with this guy being called a tele-evangelist. Really? You know, evangelists, at least I see evangelists as being Christian-based people.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's not.
No, it's not. But the world wants to lump all that together, especially now, because the world wants to make sure that the Christian faith seems just as radical as every other faith out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I've heard people say that, well, you know, Christians have done a lot of crazy stuff, too, in the past. Well, yeah, you know, 1,000 years ago, you know, 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, people.
Yep. So, moving on, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un reportedly makes his first appearance in over a month. So they haven't seen him forever. And
he's a leader, huh?
And there's they were assuming that he'd been overthrown. So, you know, the jury's still out on whether he's been overthrown or not. But, in fact, they said his sister or his...
He was on vacation.
He's probably just chilling over at Club Med or something.
He needed to rest.
Yeah.
R-E-S-T.
Yeah, you need to rest. So is that relevant, interesting, or not relevant at all?
I think it's, I would just say it's interesting only because, you know, obviously there's something going on. There's going to be a shifting in North Korea, so it may be bear watching. But other than that, that's it.
Yeah,
I can see that.
I would agree, because North Korea is one of those, you know, countries that raise their ugly head every once in a while to say
hot spot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to watch them.
You got to watch them.
Yep.
Yeah. Always got to keep your eye on evil, because evil does not rest. All right. So Dirty Dancing. Little boy has the time of his life copying Patrick Swayze's dance moves for 80s hit film. So it's like a little boy that was copying that or something.
Okay.
Go ahead. That's nice.
Yeah. Not relevant.
No.
Not relevant.
Okay. Moving on.
Well, I can already tell what the comments are going to be about the next statement. So Penelope Cruz, actress named Esquire's Sexiest Woman Alive.
Really?
You know, first, that don't even make any sense. I never even understood. The sexiest man in the woman, or sexiest woman, or sexiest man in the world. Mm-hmm. Who decides? And who cares?
Esquire magazine.
Oh.
And they are experts when it comes to sexy.
Yeah, right.
Sexy,
right.
And I know
they probably can't even define it.
Mm-hmm.
They know sexy.
Okay, moving on.
Not interesting?
Mm-mm.
Not even. It's not even relevant.
Not even relevant.
Mm-mm. Wow. Mm-mm. Okay. You know, maybe about 20 years ago, it would have been very relevant for me, but now it's not relevant.
Well, that's right. A good thing, dear.
Because you got the sexiest woman alive.
And I know it. All right. So, next, moving on. So, talking South Park, let's see. Oh, taking South Park joke in stride, Grammy winning artist reenact song from show's last episode. So somebody was talked about on South Park. You guys probably don't even know what South Park is.
Never watched South Park.
Okay, but you do know it's a show.
I
know
it's a show. Is that on TV?
It's on. Oh, what channel is that on? I don't know. I can't remember what channel it's on. But it's a police
show of some sort.
No, it's a cartoon. It's an adult cartoon. Oh. I think it's on MTV or VH1 or something.
Oh, isn't that, what's his name? Is that who he, I can't think of his name.
Nobody you know is in South Park.
Okay.
Trust me.
Alrighty.
So,
not relevant, not interesting.
Not relevant, not interesting. All right. So let's look at Mr. Paul Krugman. New York Times columnist says Barack Obama is among the best presidents in the U.S. ever in modern times.
Wow.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Everybody has a right to their opinion.
That's really, really...
Paul is very, very nice. Impressed with the accomplishments that
Paul.
The president has been making.
Tell Paul.
I'll be impressed when our borders are closed, just saying.
Right, just saying. I just want borders closed. I want Ebola not to come. You know, don't just ask if you got it.
I want abortions to stop.
just a little minor things. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we can talk.
Yeah. And I want Israel protected, because if you're a Christian, you should be supporting Israel.
Right.
I understand nobody's perfect. Israel's not perfect. The United States is not perfect. None of us are perfect.
Right.
But Israel is the foundation of Christian
Christian belief.
Yeah, of the Christian belief. So if you don't support Israel, you're not supporting your Christian belief. The Lord and Savior was born and died a Jew.
That's right.
Right?
Yep. Amen.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yep. And we need to be, you know, be acknowledged and protected as a Christian nation.
Okay. Yeah. So who is next?
Who's next? Okay, Mark Bell. We need to pray for him because he dies following complications from surgery. And he was a part of the LFO group or something. I'm not even sure who that was, but we want to pray for him.
So, Father God, we pray for his family.
His family.
To watch over them, protect them, and help them through this time of grieving. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Yeah, yes. All right, we got time for one more quick one. Actress is now dating singer Josh Groban. I have no idea who he is, nor the actress Kat. I don't even know these people. Who are these people?
I have no
idea.
Not relevant. We don't even know them. Okay. All right. All right. Enough of that. Hey, when we come back, we're going to give you some business tips and strategies. We're going to be talking about ASA network training on the other side of the break. You're listening to Bible to Business with Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And my lovely wife, Cheryl, is in studios as well. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, please call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day of Jala Ministries. Changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adeajala.com. Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we pray hard and work hard, keeping you out of the NFL. Stands for No Friends Left.
No Friends Left Club.
Yes, yes. And, you know, we do that through our system, which is ASA Network. And we have a whole series of trainings that we do. We have the 21-day challenge we talked to you about. We have the 5 buying questions. We have the daily action report card. Those are the foundations to our training. And then we have a lot of other trainings we do. And we do webinars. On Wednesday, we have the live webinar trainings and so forth. But we also have other trainings that we do, and that's something I want to cover with you before we leave today. And it's talking about looking. You want to look, and there's different directions you want to look in order to be successful at your business. And the first direction we feel you need to look is up. How about that? Look up for spiritual.
Amen,
right? Look up for spiritual guidance. You want to look up for faith. And you want to look up for belief. Looking up is extremely important. Wouldn't you agree, Deborah?
Absolutely. You know, God has put a vision on our hearts for what He's called us to do with our businesses. That's why we're in the business we're in. And if He didn't, we shouldn't even be in it. But if that's the case, which it is, then we need to be constantly seeking God's spiritual guidance and standing in faith, believing in what He's given us, and fight the battle to keep it and to be successful with it.
Yep.
I also think that looking up could be a posture that one should take, is to, you know, keep your dream alive.
Yes.
Keep your
chin up.
Yeah, your focus, you know, and yeah, look up.
Absolutely.
Don't be, you know, looking all depressed and lost and yeah.
All right. The next look is look down. Look down to find someone to lift up. Look down to be humble. And look down to make sure you don't fall into a hole. Right? You want to be careful and look down. And again, it's about mentoring and about helping other people. So sometimes you need to look down to help, to see if there's someone that you can lift up.
You know, it's amazing when you look at that. It's like if we look down for our faith, if we look down on our belief, then, you know, that's not going to give us success. But there is a reason to look down, and you're right. It's to help other people up and to not fall into something.
Yeah, yeah. There's always people out there, unfortunately, that are needing help and needing guidance and things like that. You know, we talked about the hand often, and if you have the image of the hand, if you're holding it with your palm facing up, the only thing you can do at that point is wait for someone to put something in your hand so that you can potentially eat or, you know, feed yourself. But the hand, if you flip it over to where the palm is facing down, now you can grab something, you can turn a page in a book, you can pick up a tool. There's a lot of things you can do with the palm facing down. So when we are looking down, we want to look down for someone who has their palm facing up and show them how they can now turn that around so they can grab a tool, read a book, or do something productive.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very true.
The next look is look around. Mm-hmm. Look around for opportunity. Look around to see what you can do to make a difference in the world. You know, so you want to look around. You always want to be observant. Never be closed-minded to different things. So, you know, look around. There's plenty of opportunities here in the world, especially here in the U.S. market.
Right. And I think we have to have a little bit of a discernment, because we look around and we see a lot of things. We got to know which are the things we should be involved with and which are the things we should not be involved with. So there is some discernment that goes around with looking around.
Oh, yeah. But that's coming later. No. but for sure, you definitely need to look around. And then you want to look past. You want to look past your failures, look past what you have not done. You know, look past negative people. Mm. So you want to look past those things.
Mm. Well, that can be disastrous if we don't, because if we don't look past them, then we're looking at them. And if we're looking at them, then that's where we're living. And that will take away our success.
Yes, yes. And unfortunately, there's always the naysayers out there. So you need to definitely look past those people as they are talking about that. You know, I know a lot of times when we when I talk to people about our company, ASA and stuff, and the struggles we're having is whatever. And they're saying, well, that's not going to work. And I said, well, you know what? I'm just going to look past that and just move on, because it's our vision. It's our dream to make a positive change in the world. And we believe that we're going to be successful at it. So if they don't believe it, that's fine, but I'm going to look past that.
Right.
And then you want to look ahead. You want to look ahead to the future, and you want to look ahead to the things that you can do. A lot of times people will tell me all the things they cannot do, but they never look ahead to the things that they can do.
Right. Yep.
And then we have look back. You want to look back, but not too long, but you want to look back to learn from your mistakes. And you want to look back to see how far you have come. But you don't want to spend...
You don't want to stay back there.
You don't want to stay back there, and you don't want to go back. You don't want to go back at all. You just want to look back and say, okay, you know, we were here, and now we're here. We're making forward movement.
Progress.
Progress.
Right. Kind of like a rearview mirror. You take a glance in it, but you can't continue to look at it because you're looking at something in front of you.
There you go. There you go. That's a perfect analogy, is a rearview mirror. When we look at a rearview mirror is important for our driving.
Yes.
It helps us out a lot. But it's not a mirror that we stare into the whole time we're driving. Because if we do, we will get into an accident. So you want to look back, but just not long enough to where you can cause... cause some damage. Right?
That's right.
And then we have look out. So you want to look out for those who would do you harm. Look out to see you do not relive some mistakes that you have done. And look out. And look out, not in. So look out to see what you can accomplish, but don't look in too much to just... how can I say? Don't focus on yourself too much.
Don't fall in.
Don't fall in.
Yeah. Don't be self-consumed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Self-consumed. Thank you. That's a perfect word. So you do want to take care of yourself and things like that, but you don't want to look. You know, it's all about me, because if you do that, you're not going to be able to share much with folks out there in the world. Mm-hmm. And then you want to look through. You want to look through the challenges and look through the disappointments. You want to just say, you know what? Yes, that happened. You want to learn from that. Mm-hmm. And you want to move forward and look through all that and look through those to the promise.
Right. And keep in mind that the challenges and disappointments happen to everybody.
Yes.
You know, they may not always talk about it, but they do happen to everybody. And so what we want to do is just make sure that, yeah, when they happen, dust yourself off, get back up, and keep moving.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go. And then you want to look forward. You want to look forward to the challenges and look forward to the small things and look forward to breakthroughs. I know a lot of times people run from challenges. Well, starting this radio program was a challenge for us, but we looked and we're excited about taking on that challenge.
That's right.
You want to look for those challenges, because those challenges are how you grow. It's very difficult to grow if you're not being challenged.
Right.
You know, so even though sometimes the challenges, you know, put us in a state of pain, maybe, or anxiety, or mm-hmm. what have you, but we got to look past that, look through that, and look forward to what can become of the endeavor that you are embracing.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
All right. So those are the statements, and I hope that was of some benefit to you as we go forward. Deborah, I think we have a question or two that has come into the website that we want to cover before we end for the day.
Yes, we do. One of the questions that came in is, how can I find out if the business I'm looking at is right for me?
Yes, and you know, that may be a little bit of a tough question, because it depends on what right for them means. In other words, and who they are,
mm-hmm.
you know. So in order to say whether that business is right for them or not, I'd almost have to know who they are. Mm-hmm. But with that said, if a business is right for you, it's one that resonates with your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that you enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's one you enjoy talking about. It's one that gives you almost butterflies every time you think about mm-hmm. the potential of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just one that you really just get, you know, it's like the old schoolyard crush or something like that, to where, you know, you're just excited about everything about that particular opportunity.
It's one that you have a passion for.
You have
a passion about it, and
yeah.
every time you think about it, or you get so excited you can't sleep at night
because
you know your mind, your wheels are turning,
I know in my case it's hard for me to go to sleep, not because I'm tossing and turning, but because I'm so excited about what I'm working on,
mm-hmm.
you know, all different projects. And then it's easy to get up in the morning because it's another day to continue on with that process. I think, Deborah, we have time for maybe one more question.
Someone asks, how can I learn what I should do to have success in my business?
Mm. Well, hopefully you're company or your team has trainings that you can plug into. I strongly recommend you plug into those trainings. If not, or if those trainings don't teach you how to market people, how to reach out to people,
mm-hmm.
how to form those new relationships, we encourage you to plug into our training, which does not compete with your current training system. We don't teach you how to sell, but we teach you how to sell better. And that's something that you can learn over at asanetwork.biz. In fact, we're going to give away a free electronic copy of the book for anyone who goes over to asanetwork.biz and registers, and just reach out to one of our friendly life coaches over there and tell them that you heard about this on the radio, and they will get you hooked up to where you can get a free electronic copy of The Golden Business Solution, which is the book I wrote about a year ago. Hey, you're listening to Bible to Business. My name is Casper Stockham. We have Deborah Smith on the line all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. We have Cheryl in office, in studio as well, with me, my lovely wife Cheryl. We'll see you on the next Bible to Business. Goodbye.
Christ the King World Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit internet Christian radio station. And at this time, we need your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. And thank you for listening to and supporting Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King World Radio at ctkradio.org.